Well. So we've finally reached the topic I've been asking to do for about 2 years.
Begging.
Begging. Fucking please. Bribing you guys. Please let me discuss this thing that I'm very interested in.
You hadn't earned fans. It yet. You
hadn't proven
yourself through other topics that you were ready to discuss what was going to be discussed today.
And the fans have been fucking on our fucking asses about this. DMs constantly, please discuss this topic. Oh, firebombing fucking
my house, yeah.
Well, it got to the point where I was even depriving myself to keep myself motivated in other areas of my life. But then I went and worked out 4 days in a row. So I feel like now I get my treat, which is discussing the concept of appliances.
Welcome to Joy Tactics, the podcast dedicated to all things joyful, joyous, and meeting as many celebrities as humanly possible. Hosted by Eric Rahill, Nate Veroni, and Jack Bensinger. Enjoy.
People Thank are so God, let down man. Right now.
Let's do it. What are you talking about, let down?
Nah. Because these are very essential parts of our lives, really. They're folded into the fabric of our existence.
And they are a fabric, and they are everything. Toasters, that's an appliance.
That's this metal.
What do you mean it's metal? It's not all metal. Well,
toaster's not fabric. The fabric toaster?
Oh, no, but that's not what I'm saying.
I see.
Yeah. Just say right.
We need to get. We need to not be distracted by these semantics, and get to the heart of the matter,
which is appliances. The meaning,
right?
Because
I'll put it this way, okay? Because this really affected my life this week. We have a Samsung washer, right? Our landlord provides it to us at the house.
Right. Everyone knows that. Everyone knows the brand name.
Well, I've been talking about it for a few months.
Samsung washer. What else you got? A fucking Mitsubishi vacuum. I don't understand.
And this shit is busted. And basically what would happen was we would wash the clothes and then it wouldn't spin. So then you get the clothes out, they're sopping wet. That's not supposed to happen. All right. So then you have to wring the hands out by hand like they did back in the 1800s down by the river.
Wring the hands out.
Wring they would wring the clothes wring out the by hand.
I see.
And so I got a little taste of what life used to be like, which was hell. Essentially, just put it that way. And then the guy came out and he said the washer's toast. So now, and I want to hear people sound off on this, we're getting a top loading washer instead of the one that you put, you know, where the door's on the side. Now the door's going to be on the top. And those are a lot more effective and a lot
top
more reliable.
Loading?
That's right.
Top load? Yeah, I like those two words.
The fat load from the top.
Come on, guys.
Yeah. I'm paying attention.
It's crazy.
I feel like this hat makes me look like I have a black, you know, those black surgical gloves that guys who make boutique burgers wear. You know what I mean? Looks like I have like a wet glove from beef juice.
Like you're smoking.
And some hand cut fries, truffle fries on the way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got that brisket. Your head, you're giving like brisket
master
connoisseur. Well, not master, like Richard Ross, just like brisket employee,
brisket apprentice who gets
you know,
fired
Rick
for alcoholism.
Yeah.
Rick
you
Ross.
Rick Ross. You look like Richard Ross, the pit master.
We need to get you
That's
a
about my
piercing,
assessment.
Dude.
Yo, there is a guy who makes peppers. Do you know about this guy who makes peppers? He grows peppers.
Which one?
Extremely hot peppers.
Oh, you're talking about Smoking Ed Curry, probably.
Smoking Ed Curry. And this might be too mean to say. I don't mean to be mean to somebody.
Is it about his weight?
I feel like I look like him a little bit right now. No, but I see him sometimes online and I want to hear what he has to say, but... But he's like a little too busted looking.
Eric. Oh, Eric.
He's too ugly to for you at. To.
You will, sometimes.
And what does that mean? You don't respect ugly people's information?
I do, man. I love ugly people.
You would be so trickable. You would be so trickable. You walk into a strip club or a modeling agency. These people are going to take advantage of you, Eric. This is something you need to get over.
Yeah.
What if
maybe.
I start getting really, me and Nate are going to start getting really, really hot. And then what? You're just going to listen to us?
I'd like that if you guys got crazy fucking hot. It would motivate me.
What's happening?
Because you know when you show up in a group, you're elevated by the people or brought down by the people around you.
Right.
So if you show up to the club with seven male supermodels, you all of a sudden are bumped up 2 points just by association. But if you show up to the club with seven Ed Smokemaster, what's his name?
Smokemaster Ed.
Smokemaster Ed's, you get brought down a few points.
Well, hold on, man. Because if you put, you know what I'm saying? If you put a bunch of, you might, how do I say this? If you're standing next to a bunch of tens, maybe you were a seven, now you're a fucking two. You see what I'm saying? It's like when you like.
Not according to the data that I've read about.
Well, you are being tricked. You're being scammed and tricked into purchasing. Just go to Pew Research. Why won't you just join me in going on pewresearch.com every day? You always go to alternatives.
I haven't had the time because of what I've been working on. But
oh, but today I got time.
But today, Friday, yeah, I'll carve out a couple hours for pewresearch.com.
All right.
We'll take a few hours of research.
Pew, pew.
Did you guys ever see the documentary about Abercrombie and Fitch and Hollister?
Not yet.
And it was about how they would... This was like in my area too, because the first Abercrombie and Fitch and the first Hollister are in Columbus, Ohio. And they would recruit like hot people from high schools in the area. And they would base like the employees on their, like they would only hire you if you were attractive. And I think it led to some lawsuits and such. But I remember going past all of the Hollisters and Abercrombies at the mall in Columbus. And I was like, damn, because they would have them stand at the front of the door, the hottest people in fucking Columbus, the hottest teens. And you'd be like, damn, like these people are fucking hot. Like I got to go in here and buy a fucking... some sandals or something.
Should we change our Zoom windows based on the size of like the ugliest one of us is going to have a little tiny ass square, you know what I'm saying? So Nate, yours will be like the size of a pea, and then Eric, yours will be like a little bigger, you know what I'm saying?
Wait, what are you saying?
But as our hotness has changed.
So you're saying I'm the ugliest member of Joy Tactics right now? Is that what's going down?
Is that what you're pitching? Whoa, man.
That's what you just said. You just said I was the
smallest. It's not what I just said, dude. I just said that you're... size of your frame would be the smallest, right, based on looks.
Sound off in the chat. Evil. Who's the most fugliest fucking member of Joy Tactics?
Don't be respectful. Don't, actually, please don't fucking do it. Please.
No, we're not sensitive. None of us are sensitive, so that's easy for us to
and be specific to hear at what types with. Of their body parts you don't like and what could be improved.
And what you like extra, and what you want us to put extra fat on and fucking shape and curvature on.
We need to pivot right now.
Wait, I do want to say that reminds me of the Abercrombie and Fitch thing. Maybe I've said it before, but do you guys know that? Because with American Apparel in 2009, 2010, you also had to submit a headshot. Do you know this?
Yeah.
And I know those dirty American Apparel manager bastards were preying upon some of the local... teenagers, so I don't abide by that, but I wanted to work there so fucking bad. I sent in the most sexiest headshot I could find.
Oh wow.
Denied.
Not even one of you, just the sexiest one.
Nah, I did one of me. But I had my friend take a picture of it, of me on the train platform. And I was about 140 pounds at the time, and I looked fucking good.
I'm gonna start like a thing based hiring process where you send in a picture of your thang and
right
you know
you talking about
just go from there
dick what's E?
Initiatives
well E's
dick. Oh it's E dick
enforce
dick enlargement
enforcement university something like that yeah but that would be amazing right everybody in the whatever, the big lots that I'm running or something, just has massive fucking things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that can apply to people with the other genitalia as well. So you can have a massive, you know, P word.
Hoo-ha.
Because some people do, by the way, and good for them.
Someone has the biggest one.
Yeah. Definitely someone has the biggest one.
I won't say who.
But I...
But I know she's in Congress, American Congress. Nah.
All right. What else? Okay. Back to appliances. I mean,
right.
Bro, Do you guys even real? I mean, dream appliance now. Say the dream appliance.
Espresso machine that costs $10,000. Expensive espresso machine. Dream product.
You want the La Marzocco? What's it called? The one that they have in the shops?
Yeah. The steel ones, man, with like fucking four tamps.
Oh, you
on
like
it.
Steel shit.
Mm-hmm. I love steel. I love it. It's a great metal.
But Nate, you realize this is like a parent advising their kid not to get a horse because of how much they have to take care of it. But you realize if you got one of those La Marzoccos, it's not a toy, right? This is a beautifully crafted machine. You have to take care of it. Clean it.
Fuck that shit. My shit's about to be the most disgusting, whatever it is, espresso machine. It's about to be caked over and fucking coffee grinds.
Oh, if you put fucking keef in it, you know, like firecrackers making edibles firecracker style?
Oh, yeah.
Do that with just put a bunch of keef in an espresso tin or whatever and lock it in and just make a little. I bet that would make it a little, some type of THC in it.
The creamy green shot.
THC matcha in coffee? Yeah, that's a combination right there.
Uh-oh, Seth Rogen hit my line. Eric, smoke God off damn with Seth Rogen. Who wins?
Smoke off with me and Seth?
Yeah.
That's up for debate, honestly.
Right, because it's not about
one of
quantity.
My resolutions is to up my THC tolerance immediately.
Dude, I just watched a funny video. Y'all want to hear it? Or what?
Please.
Or what? Be honest. All right, check it out. So it's a Jolie Oli coming at you style video. You know,
well, how's
that
he doing?
Oh, he's doing awesome. He got a haircut. He's got his kids playing with his kids. They have mulberry trees surrounding his entire fucking property where the chicken coop used to be that he took out. He built a zip line going to the trampoline that's way too low. So his kid has to like kip up. It's like really, it's so sweet. But I was watching a throwback one. Jolie Oli coming at you from Custom Grow 420. If you don't know him, look up Custom Grow 420. But he's doing like a smoke off with Steve Will Do It, who I don't support politically. But
they're linking up. Like he's that big that he's.
This is an old video. It's like a.
Oh, okay.
Damn, Jolie.
I didn't know he was at that level that he could get to Steve, man.
He's a legend. Well, Steve is a big pothead. And if you have ever heard of marijuana, you've heard of Jolie Oli. Please. But they have a smoke off and it's like all the, like Steve Will Do It's crew is standing around like a bunch of 19-year-olds, conservative lunatics standing around the two of them, like packing bowl after bowl and to see like who stops first. And Steve stops after like a bowl and a half and then everybody cheers for Jolie Oli and then he doesn't stop and the cheering dies down and Jolie Oli just keeps coughing and packing it. And like he stops using a lighter and takes out a blowtorch and starts torching and like just,
oh my God.
It's so funny. He's like 37 and he's surrounded by 19-year-olds. Everyone's just silently watching him like.
What's my favorite video that I used to make us watch?
Is it the 1 gram dab?
The 1 gram dab challenge.
Oh, that's God, a legendary that one.
Best video on
this. Damn, I just looked up the Nelk Boys.
The knife
their latest video, Partying with Conor McGregor in Ireland, featuring Sydney Sweeney. Damn.
That's what we need when to are be titling.
She's up, in like the, she's up in the video? She's associating with these fools?
I think so. I mean, it says featuring.
Wake bro, up, man.
I'm going to have to message her again. God, I've been messaging her a lot of tips, PR tips, how to grow her career.
The first message is you up, safely. And then the second one is I have problems. She hasn't responded. I have deep concerns with your ties to the Nelk Boys.
Guys, look what I'm about to hit. Athletic
What's
nicotine.
That, Eric?
It's athletic nicotine, bro.
Why'd you bring that in to frame?
Because we got sent some and it's amazing. And by the way,
pretty good actually.
They have one. This is what I've been looking for, high and low. They have 1.5 milligram.
I think if they could broadcast that to the fucking packs. Public that they have the lock on the 1.5s.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
and the flavor's
that,
good
I mean,
as
that's,
well.
I'm going to have to invest in heavily.
Honestly,
in that,
what's the name of the company?
Athletic Nicotine.
Athletic Nicotine. That's got a good ring to it. I could go for one because in my job, I just can't afford a headache. And products like nicotine tend to help with the way that I function on a job. So that's why I take Athletic What is it?
Style Nicotine.
Athletic Style Nicotine. No reason.
Damn, that's a great.
Nate, you got one in right
now. We need
to
get some ads for Jack, dude. Jack.
Oh, bro. We need ad reads now.
Take me out of this fucking podcast and let me just have a 20-minute segment where I'm monologuing on these products. Because I can speak to the heart of American people and put honesty back in the product. Fucking people are, it's so nasty watching all these car commercials these days that are so clearly like AI generated and trying to pry at you. Like, put some humanity back into these things. And
all right, Jack. So on topic, do one for Ninja Air Fryer now.
In my job, you just can't afford a headache. That's why I get Ninja Air Fryer 5000. It's one way to simply solve all my solutions.
But you actually use it, so put some of your personal experience up in
there. All right, check it out. Do you have a bag, 9-month-old bag of frozen shrimp, and you don't know what the fuck to do with it anymore? Follow me. I can't live my life. Dumping the shrimp into the fucking tin. I can't live my life this way. Then all of a sudden, I guess I turn it on to 400 degrees for 10 minutes. Boom. Take them out. No seasoning. Mm-hmm. Put the fucking, the water that's left from all the frozen shrimp. Get that shrimp water straight into a cup. Pretend like I'm going to chug it. Then I don't.
Psych out. Just showing your my girlfriend.
Humor. Right, right.
This is one of those brand things where they'll pay you like not to talk about them. Like they don't want you to be associated with you know they do that with celebrities? Yeah. Well, like then, if R. Kelly started rocking like, you know, ASICS shoes, you know, in jail and he was taking a bunch of pictures of it, they'd like pay him not to like take them off. Right. You know what I'm saying?
In movies they do it too.
I'm just movies they do all sorts of things. I'll tell you what. I will be taking advantage of that loophole in the system crazily when I get the chance to.
You're going to have to tank your reputation pretty intensely.
I mean, that's easy.
When it comes to appliances, I want that rich person, giant, double door, stainless steel, industrial fridge.
Nancy Pelosi.
I want the Nancy Pelosi Jenny's ice cream freezer on lock, and I'm going to get it. I'm going to manifest this now. I'm going to have one of those in the next fucking 12 years.
The way you manifest is you visualize it in the current present tense, Eric. So it's not.
I can't because it wouldn't fit in our apartment.
See now you can't manifest. Then you're this is a self limiting belief that you have right now.
Are you in an apartment?
It's more, what would you call this, Nate?
Your house. Crib?
Yeah.
I guess, I mean, I would call it a house, I guess, because it's like not connected to any other units, right. You know?
So and I guess it's a small house.
1678.
Fucking Sunset Boulevard.
Right. Yeah, rich people street, 1234. Rich people street.
Jack, what's your dream appliance?
And be real with it.
Actually, can I take mine back real quick while you think? Mine is the hyperbolic chamber that LeBron James sleeps in at night, meant for athletes.
What's that?
It's what like a hyperbolic chamber. I don't know. Maybe I'm thinking of the Dragon Ball Z.
It's like a healing thing. Yeah, the hyperbolic is, there's no time inside of that.
It's like a tank. It's like a fucking, like, tanning bed sort of style thing that you just.
People have been catching on to your different wordings with that you try to sneak past us. I saw someone just comment, Nate, did you say wreck havage?
The sad thing is I know that that's not right.
I'm going to go wreck havage.
Like, I know what the right thing to say is. In that scenario, it's not like I don't know. I'm just saying it wrong. Like,
right?
Interesting.
Oh,
cool. So I'm being fucking bullied once again.
No, your behavior is being brought to light. That's what's happening.
Can mine be a bunch of appliances?
Yeah, dude. We have fucking time. We have time.
All right. Basically, there was a there's a house that I want to replicate that I went to once.
Is it that smart house in the Disney Channel show?
No.
I just thought the same thing, Nate, by the way.
It just was this guy who's like...
I was like, a house isn't an appliance, so what are you about to fucking say right now?
Well, all right, I'll say this. What I want is a 90s-style movie theater room. Does that count as an appliance? Where it's like
we'll the break it down for fucking, us.
The giant-ass wall with like the like busted tan leather recliners all lined up next to each other.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then like a giant fucking... I don't know if it, yeah, like a giant screen, a giant fucking screen.
Dude, there was this rich kid in my suburb that had one of those in his house, and he threw a party there. And this was one of those parties where I was like a part of the crew that like wasn't getting head. And then like everybody else, like I found out later, was like getting like sucked off in the movie theater, in the,
all right,
the bedrooms and everything. And I was like, where was I? Like, I mean, not that I wanted to like be there while they were getting sucked off, but I just wanted to be aware that that was happening, you know?
You just wanted to know about
just,
it.
I just wanted to know that happening. That was an option.
You just wanted honesty.
Right.
Honesty from your fucking friends.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Yeah.
It makes total sense. I don't know anybody who had... Like, I know... Yeah. I knew a couple people growing up who had suite-style basements. No. No. And I feel like all of them, the parents who owned that shit, were either... legally criminals and convicts in like a white collar scary way, or just a bit violent and horrifying to be around. What's
you
up
win
with
some
that?
You lose some in life, really. Take what you can get.
All right, yeah. Would you want to have the coolest fucking house in the world, but your kids call the cops on you?
Yeah, good question, man.
Because of your Let's behavior?
Sure.
The David Hasselhoff?
I was having a sleepover one time at my friend's house, and my parents, their parents called the cops on their own daughter. And I was thinking, yeah, this fucking checks out.
Well, what did she do to deserve that?
I think it was just an argument. I don't know. I don't know what the point of that was. I don't know why they would have done that.
One time, I haven't even thought about this in a long time, but one time I was young, probably 12, 13, and I pretended to take a butcher knife and like cut my arms open in front of my brother, and I pretended to die on the kitchen floor, and he called 911. And the police came.
Jesus.
And they talked to me about how irresponsible that was.
And they showed you Jackass and they said, film it next time.
But we get it, man. That's hilarious that you did that and scared the fuck out of your brother who thought you died. Man, why did I do that, man? Why do we do the things that we do? We don't
know. And you're an older sibling, too.
I know, man. I fucked
up. So you're supposed to be teaching your fucking younger brother.
I know.
How to behave,
Well, then I went into crazy teaching mode, and I taught him a lot of things that he still uses to this day.
Yeah. Oh, if you're an older brother and you want to fucking bond with your little sibling, tell them, yo, close your eyes. And this goes for any age. Tell them, close your eyes and just grab them by the shoulders and say, now imagine you're on a roller coaster and start shaking them.
Wow, yeah. Man.
Do that.
Damn.
Grow their imagination.
Are you ever sad, Jack, that you're the youngest?
Yeah.
Do you ever wish that there was you could have a simulation where you're the older brother? An experience?
You about to tell me that there is an athletic nicotine that could help me change this?
No, just instead of a rage room, like a different sibling order room where you then get to be the middle child.
Oh, you
get to experience what being the youngest is like. You get to experience what being an orphan's like.
I would love that. And I get that through watching films, but I'd love to do that through just, yeah, being in a room where that's the case. Could we still break
stuff? Being the youngest sibling is the fucking best. Because being the oldest sibling is you bear the responsibility of like making sure, you know, people in your family members are like when the birthdays are, like you're getting the gifts, you just naturally have to take charge. And when you're the youngest, you can kind of just coast and be along for the ride. And nobody really expects you to do anything, or at least in my family, nobody does.
Well, then, dude, I think you're intellectually aligned with Theo Von, because in his interview with Donald Trump, when Donald Trump's talking about his older brother that was addicted to alcohol and pills, and how that made him not ever want to drink or do drugs in his life, Theo Von said, yeah, man, the older brothers, they take a lot of the speed bumps. And Donald Trump didn't even really, I don't think he heard what he said. But
oh, my brother took the autism speed bump, and I learned I'm going to go a different route.
Shout out to Love on the Spectrum. I know we just talked about this shit, but I just watched episode one last night. Dang. If that's not a watch.
We're in the age of autism. I'm
almost done with it.
Who's your favorite?
I think we already discussed this, but James B. Jones and is definitely.
Yeah, we did.
All right, move on. We can't go back.
Yeah,
we did.
Yeah.
Well, wait a minute. Nope, it's gone.
I heard there's an Australian one.
Shout out another appliance called the Mocha Master.
What's that,
bro?
Is it about coffee?
What does it sound like to you? What does it sound like?
Well, it sounds like something that dumps chocolate all wherever you want.
Yeah. Turning like
the Mocha Master. It sounds like a football mascot or something.
It's a coffee machine, bro. It's an elevated coffee machine, and it's amazing.
What makes it elevated?
It just looks like a Breaking Bad style appliance.
Meth.
You can never describe like why it's like better. Like I feel like I feel like I've heard you talk about this coffee appliance like a couple times, and I'm like, here's what makes it special? And you're like, it just. Like there's nothing. I don't want to dog you.
All right, all right. Let me put it this way, because you could get a couch, right? That's made that technically you can sit on, but it's made of fucking nails and rusty ass needles, right? And you could sit on that. Right. And technically, that's a couch, right? Serving the same purpose.
Are you offended?
But
right
then
now,
you go
Eric,
to
that I'm saying this about your coffee machine. You seem so locked in right now to.
Well, dude, it's athletic nicotine. It's because I'm fucking nicotined out. 1.5 milligrams of focus.
No, go
it's
on
just
with
about,
the...
You
okay,
want
so
things
on a
that elevate your sense of
it.
Living. What's that?
So you're saying like a Mr. Coffee is like sitting on a chair with like spikes
exactly.
in it.
Exactly.
And the Mocha Master is like a regular couch.
A very comfortable couch that you want to sit on.
Right. Okay.
It makes you want to make coffee. I just look at it and I think, damn, I'd love to just make a cup and sit down with my book.
All right.
And I deserve that by the way, because I've worked hard and I don't even have to work hard to deserve a good thing. You know what I mean? We deserve good things because we're alive, right?
Right.
I feel like that you're like six like more layers of you kept discovering things. I feel like if you kept digging, we'd get to a really interesting realization about
that's
yourself.
What my Substack is for that I'm about to release all my writings on.
Wow.
On appliances.
And Substack is where you go to get the news.
Why have we not talked about the layers of soil? We've never dipped into that ever.
Wow.
One
we haven't talked
time.
About the crust.
Save it,
mantle,
save it, save it, bro. Don't
mantle.
Even start. Save it.
So if you're not here for if you're not a patron yet, get ready.
Yo,
get ready.
Fuck appliances,
magma.
Fuck appliances. We're talking about the fucking layers of soil, dude. Now this is what I'm fucking talking about, dude.
Do you guys want to see what's next to me on my table?
Of course.
No, we want to talk about soil.
We're saving that. I told you guys we're saving that. I made the executive decision to save that.
All right.
Now, here's what's next to me. I've shown this before. A summer reading book called Hyperion. Bottle of sunscreen called Vacation. Swimming goggles.
Why are you doing this?
And water bottle.
Why are
you
doing
showing,
this?
I'm just showing... Just looking at these products gives me immense joy.
That's your GQ right. Essentials.
This is my, I'm going to the pool after this essentials. And that's true.
Ready? Object honesty section of the podcast. Goblet full of trash from whatever, from the Madonna Inn, cool goblet full of trash. I've got had a headache yesterday, about a 20-hour headache.
What's medicine?
This is Walgreens brand all day pain relief.
What's the medicine though?
What do you mean?
What's the name of the medicine?
Naproxen sodium tablets. Pain relief.
So that's essentially a generic Aleve, dude.
Yeah. That's
right. Do not mix that with ibuprofen. You could die. I'm serious.
I've tried. Doesn't work.
A bit of loose gum.
Jack's immortal.
Chilling.
Loose orbit.
I got statue from my aunt's house. I mean, the list goes on. I got fucking tech decks and wires all over the ground. My life is good, man. More clothes than you could imagine.
Good.
My life is good.
That's fucking good. Nate, are you going to be radically honest right now, or are you going to be radically lying to us?
Hold on. Just give me a second. What do we got here? I just bought this. This is lubricant for your eyes. Eye lube.
Sure, man. I believe you.
For contacts.
Excuse me, bro.
You know how your eyes get dry. You don't wear contacts, Eric. Jack, you know about this.
I don't wear contacts either.
You're lying. These are, I was wearing fucking contacts recently and I was like, man, like my eyes are so fucking dry. I need some lubrication for this shit. And I was like, certainly they have eye drops for contacts. And Amazon.com came through with the Systane contacts. Bro, they lubricant have everything. Eye drops.
Shout out to Amazon. Speaking of appliances, these guys are the fucking Midas touch of appliances. Everything they touch turns to an appliance.
I have the phone number of the Spectrum internet guy that came over so that I can follow up with him.
Read it out to everybody.
I got to give a shout out. I've been so I've not had a great attitude with Spectrum, and rightfully so, mm-hmm. for the past 8 months. But I need to give a shout out to Mr. Lawrence P. at Spectrum because he came
Lawrence
over
Bussy.
And he. Stop, man. Stop. Literally stop, dude. That's hilarious. How do you come up with this shit?
Yeah.
How the fuck do you come up with this shit?
You guys are great.
That was crazy. That was literally nuts. Lawrence Pussy came over.
Sorry.
And, well, he just basically hooked me up, sort of made a timeline to fix what is my devastating internet problems. So
when they come through with the timeline, you know they're serious.
Right. And I gave him his props too. I was like, dude, you're the best fucking Spectrum person that's came out. And trust me, I've had the gambit of them. And yeah, so the internet's popping. Has my internet been pretty good this session?
It's been pretty good. A little bit
it's
of
been
freezing.
Pretty good or pristine?
No, you have the worst out of all of us. You're a little like pixely from what I can see. And you've frozen
no,
a little
come
bit.
Come on,
but
dude.
Not
are you fucking
bad?
And I'm on the MacBook Pro fucking. What is this, dude? I'm on the most powerful MacBook Pro known to man right now. The M3 Max chip, 64 gigabytes, Mac OS Sonoma 4.6. You're telling me I'm coming in fucking pixelated, dude?
Yeah.
Fuck.
It's not Apple's
and
fault.
Nate, man, I did just hear you sneak in another Nate word, but this is a common one.
What?
You said gambit, dude.
What's wrong with that?
What did I say?
It's gamut.
No, it's not.
When did I
it's
even
gamut.
Say that?
It's the gambit. You've nope. had the whole gambit.
Nope.
It's what gamut?
I literally don't even remember.
Nelson
UT.
Mandela effect. Or just a Nelson Mandela.
What was the phrase
you
that
say,
I
Nelson
used?
Nelson Mandela.
I said it right.
Bro, I just looked it up. I just looked it up.
It's the gamut?
Essentially, gambit is about strategy and calculated risk, whereas gamut is about the extent or scope of something.
Okay, that's
well,
for sheep.
I was
sheep.
Referring to the X-Men character. You know that, right?
Gambit is sick. You mean Channing Tatum?
Whoa.
Bring his ass back.
I don't do that. I read fucking graphic novels and comic books, and I don't associate actors with them.
Right.
I'd do that for real. I couldn't name one fucking actor still, except for Vin Diesel, the GOAT.
Anton Yelchin.
Wall right here. He's dead, Eric. Don't do that.
I cannot stop thinking about him, dude. For some reason, I saw an ad that I thought he was in, and I was like, man, could you imagine if he was still alive?
They made Alpha Dog 2,
where he comes back as a ghost. He was such a good actor, dude.
He was.
It seems like a mistake that he's gone.
God's fucked up. He meant to run over Elon Musk with his own car. God's
fucking up, dude. God's fucked up many things, in my opinion.
Guys, do you know what I think it's time for? I'm just going to read you this title, and then I think people will have a very clear idea of what's about to happen. The title of this prose entry is called 80-Year-Old Man in His First Porn.
In his what?
In his first porn.
Is this
Mr. Nutbuster, DC?
Yeah.
In his latest.
So while we were talking about
short story,
gone too soon, deceased actor, you were Googling fucking porn?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Jesus.
So this
Christ.
Is more of a, I guess, a short story than a poem. So he's kind of branching out in that way, which is good for him. So
good for
I'm
Nutbuster,
not
going to
read the
dude.
Whole thing, but maybe let's give a couple paragraphs and see how we let's give some constructive feedback, I guess, on this.
Right. All right.
Okay. So this is 80-year-old man in his first porn. So for him, agreeing to appear in the adult film was simply a logical decision he made part of a mission to see that sex negative norms are removed from our society's vocabulary and replaced with the implicit message that our birthright is to enjoy erotic joy and bliss. Wow. Mm-hmm. It was splendid. How could it not be? I was in a blessed rural setting, surrounded by a cast and crew of loving, competent, supportive brothers intent on sharing the good news and healing power of pleasure. What could be more delightful? And if you've seen the video with the two adorable models performing, what else could be lacking? The best part adorable. Was just being there and doing it. I find these days that my body is indeed a temple where intimacy and ecstasy intermingle. Whenever I am engaged in its erotic energies, I am transported into domains that give assurance of the goddess of all of life and why I'm here embodied to spread the good word that it is available to all beings. You may ask, all right. Would I do it again?
Wait.
Absolutely. That's where I'll stop. You guys have some.
You're gonna stop.
Some quite well. It's pretty long. I don't think. I just don't wanna.
I think it's clear to me that this man, this so-called fictional character, is actually Nutbuster personified. Because if my calculations are correct, and if we're going off that picture of him on the website, I think Nutbuster DC would be about 80 years old. And I think he does
autobiographical.
I think he's dreaming. I think he's in a state-sponsored nursing home, but I do think that.
I forgot that he was about an 80-year-old.
Right, that's the main part of it. But I do think he believes that erotic pleasure is a birthright.
That's for sure.
Honestly.
Bro, it is. Yeah.
He was 80 in that story. I totally ruled that out. In my head, I forgot it.
It's an 80-year-old man participates in his first porn experience.
Am I wrong that it's kind of set up in a way that I feel like there's going to be, it made me think that there's going to be a sad human turn of rejection. And it starts out in this community and it's almost setting it up in a way that implies that one day he's going to go back to the urban hellscape of non-sexual behavior. You know, as a contrasted with this rural sexual fantasy, like I feel like that's where he was going with it, was coming back to reality and realizing, why is the world like this? Why can't I live in my fantasy?
It's rural.
Why do I have to go by Nutbuster DC? Why can't I go by Jeremy Allen White, whatever his real name is? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Did you get that feeling? The underlying human pain beneath that.
Right. I mean, or we didn't read the whole thing, so maybe it does go there. You know what I'm saying? Maybe it does take that turn.
That's what I would like to know. Will you just read the last sentence?
Yeah, let me read the last sentence here of this.
Thanks, Nate.
Get acquainted and train your mind. That's more significant than sex organ. So it, the sentence doesn't even make sense. Ooh. So,
all right. So he's getting tired. I think Nutbusher DC is getting sleepy.
Wait, sorry, I read that wrong. Sorry, I don't want to disrespect Nutbuster DC. I read that wrong. It does
Nutbuster DC.
Get acquainted and train your mind. That's your most significant sex organ. Apologies to Mr. Nutbuster.
Okay.
DC.
That makes me think that there came a time within that story where he was shamed for having a small penis or something. And now he's ending it with having to, like, maybe when the porn came out, it was that he's this 80-year-old that was like the tiniest little thing in the world and he was made fun of. And he had to kind of go on this journey to realize, like, no.
Give mind respect back.
Shrink as you age.
No, it's the opposite.
Not for me. Yeah, exactly the same.
It gets more wet.
Mine's
and
getting
loose.
All different looking.
Or no, oh, Jesus. Hey, don't you guys think we should have an in memoriam section of this podcast and play some music?
Yeah, who's gone? Who's left us?
Let's play some music. Thank you.
Right.
William Shakespeare.
William King Shakespeare. Tut. Just people that have just died in history.
Vern Troyer. Martin Shkreli next week when I fucking kill his ass. Damn. Okay.
A man named William from Laughter. A man named William from my hometown.
Damn.
He's gone.
Oh no.
Guy named
Eric's gonna take the next 20 minutes to list everybody's from his childhood that has passed away violently. Robin
Sean
Williams.
Connery.
Thank you.
Yeah.
For all that you've done, all the joy that you've brought. You passed away way too soon.
Brosnan.
Pierce Brosnan is dead?
Not dead yet, but when he goes, I will be too emotional to speak on it, so I'm getting ahead of it now. We'll miss you. We appreciate what you did for the Bond franchises. And we loved your appearance in Mrs. Doubtfire alongside your fellow angel, Robin Williams.
Ozzy Osbourne.
He's still with us.
No, but in many ways, he left us decades
ago. Long ago. Right.
I think that's everyone.
Jimmy Carter, thank you for passing. It was a long time coming. You needed to go, man. And I know that you, and I'm just so glad you finally just passed on to the next realm, because it was just looking real bad for your ass.
Can we actually put that song back on for a second? I miss you. I wish you were still here. Left too soon. Robin Williams. They should do that.
A beatbox over classical music.
The fucking, what's it called? In memoriam beatbox.
I also want to shout everybody that's been killed or passed away from medical reasons in the show The Pit on HBO. Medical
fictional
drama.
Deaths. Oh, I didn't know we were allowed to even go there.
Oh, you can go anywhere on this show on Joy Tactics.
Really? Wow.
That show, by the way, is blowing me away with how watchable it is.
The Pit. Yeah, you've been saying that, man. People are loving the fuck out of that show.
The Pit? That's the People's Improv Theater?
That is what that is, but no.
New York joke.
It's called The Pit after a hospital in Pittsburgh in an ER.
Oh.
Starring Noah Wiley.
Okay. Well, I'm glad they're doing that.
Appliances. yeah. So I'm
How
trying
about
to think
this?
Of what is okay, go ahead, Jack.
I do want to get into the word because it doesn't quite make fucking sense to me. What are you applying? What are you applying with these things? They should be called not appliances because they're not applying. They are achieving. So,
no, it makes sense. It's
execution. They should be called not executioners, but they should be called doers. You see what I'm saying? How does it make sense, Eric?
Well, because they're physical applications to real physical problems.
See what I'm saying? You're applying the theorem by which these objects can be dealt with. So the toaster is applying the theorem of heat.
Well, what does appliance rhyme with? Reliance. What do we do with all these tools in our house? We rely upon them. Is that simple, dude?
But why does the rhyming? No, why does the rhyming make it happen? Why does that justify it? Because it also rhymes with.
With what?
Your Highness.
You got this. Yeah. Oh,
Your Highness.
Nice.
Okay. Yeah. So does that mean that I'm meant to revolt against the evil, wicked machinery all around me?
Well, think back to the movie The Brave Little Toaster, right? That Never movie is all about appliances.
Right.
And well, their inner thoughts and their and what they're fucking up to. And don't they do a kind of revolt?
We should put on a stopwatch and see how fast Jack can rhyme certain words.
You don't really want to see that happen because it'll be shocking.
The fastest off the cuff rhyme.
That's what they need to add to the New York Times daily freestyle, where they give you a word to start with, and then you got to kind of submit an audio tape or something.
Okay, Jack, I got a word for you.
And this is a speed challenge.
And this is the speed rhyme challenge right now. This
will be within 0 seconds.
You've been training your whole fucking life for this. All right, your first word, Jack.
Yeah.
Starting in 3, 2.
Wait.
Silver. Sorry, you want me to pause? Silver. All right, I'm gonna give you another word. Yeah. You had fucking time to think about that shit. By the way,
that doesn't have anything that rhymes with it.
I'm giving you hard words to rhyme, dude. Okay. This is a challenge, man.
All right, go ahead.
All right. Do you have one for silver, though?
What?
Do you have one for silver? Just one. Yes,
I do. Silver.
Here, I'll time it.
There's no such thing as that. All right, hold on. There's no such thing.
Are you throwing in the towel? Just let me know, because I'll stop.
No, I'm not throwing you the towel. I'm throwing the towel back at you, biatch. You can't rhyme
11
silver.
Seconds, silver.
There's probably a town name. I said Milver. That's what I said. I said that within 0 seconds.
Milver's not a fucking word, dude. You've given up. I mean, let's move on.
Slant rhyme it with Wilbur.
Wilmer Valderrama.
Eric, you're not a part of this, dude.
Remember when I sent you the picture of his little parking spot, Jack?
I do remember that. Yo Mama. Remember that show?
I saw his parking spot at a studio lot. I'll just put it that way.
I'll put a bomb on that.
I'll put a little bomb on it saying thank you for all your acting.
Your next word, are you ready?
Chocolates.
Oh, let me put my headphones in. Eric, you don't count.
All right. Ready?
All right.
Three, I'm ready. 2, 1, toilet.
Ointment?
Ointment and toilet.
That counts.
Try that in a rhyme. Just try that in a rap bar real quick and see if it...
Yo, I just got $100,000 in the toilet. Now I'm going to use that to buy ointment. Yeah, it works. Leave me alone. Get out of my fucking face, man.
I mean, that was 4.5 seconds, so I will give you just on timing wise, that was pretty good.
That was way less than
that. That was 0.45 seconds. Maybe it was immediate.
No, it was 4.53 seconds. I was fucking timing it, dude.
Bullshit.
On the Apple fucking, you don't trust this?
I just watched it back, dude. It was less than a second. I just watched it.
You don't have that fucking capability to do playback.
You don't know. You don't know what I got.
All right. I'll give you some easier ones because I know this is okay.
No.
You want hard mode?
Why don't we race?
I'm gonna type in medium words.
All right.
Okay, this one. All right, you better be able to fucking rhyme this one.
Go ahead.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1. Threesome.
Greesome.
Eric, shut
up. Threesome.
10 seconds. Tea 11.
Cup. Teacup.
Teacup.
Teacup. Not even close.
Liam Neeson.
Oh, that works. Yeah. 20 seconds.
Liam Neeson.
threesome. You can do proper nouns.
Speech
of course.
That a word?
Yeah.
I want to have a threesome.
Say the bar. Say the bar, dude.
Hit the bar now, Jack. Just stop. Be professional, by the way. Be professional. This is for Monday.
Be respectful.
I'm trying to be I'm trying to be the Benny Blanco ghostwriting style guy for Drake and everybody who needs help. Yeah, you know, I want to have a threesome with different species. Hard to say.
With species? Different species?
You mean species?
That wasn't even a part of your answer. You said Liam Neeson. You had a good one lined up and you just bailed on it for a word that doesn't even exist.
You guys are so soft. It's not even funny.
I want to have a threesome with Liam Neeson. Speechum is no. It's no matter how many times you say it, it's not.
Oh, me and Liam Neeson drinking tea. No, wait a minute. Oh, pre-cum, that counts.
Wow.
Pre-cum, threesome. Yeah,
a pre-cum threesome. Wow. All right, I proved myself.
That was good,
and that one was.
Oh, we'll end on that
seconds.
One because that one that was yeah, good job.
That was,
but
popping.
That was 20 seconds. By the way, that was the timing was horrible on that, and you have a lot of improvements to make in terms of speed. But your lyrical abilities are unmatched.
You all need right. nicotine, Jack. You need nicotine right now to speed up those fucking neurotransmitters.
Hello, I'm an amateur freestyle rapper. In my job, I just can't afford a headache. That's why I take Athletic Greens or Athletic Nicotine.
Bro, the minute that we get the Athletic Greens sponsorship, yep. Cabo.
Oh, the AG1?
Cabo
Athletic
Blackout
Greens you're
Cabo
talking
experience.
About?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my fucking God, dude.
I wish that there were travel agencies that offered entire blackout weeks. You're going to come down to our fucking neck of the woods in Nicaragua, blackout for a week. We'll send you videos. You're going to love it. Hook you up to an IV. No hangover. Back to New York City to acting. Back to the theater. Back to where you belong.
An all-inclusive blackout vacation.
Let me take it to the next level. Because what if it's oriented towards artists and storytellers who are craving life experiences? So
right,
they say,
like us.
Just... We're going to hand you the rowdiest
blackout
fucking...
and write screenplays?
No. We're going to force you into life experiences that you can then write about.
Okay, I got you. Yeah.
Wow. So we Although hit fucking appliances on the nose.
I would like to participate in the blackout creative retreat of some sort. And that would be, dude, the end, the last day when you're just so hungover and everyone has to share.
Yeah.
What they've worked on for a whole week. That would be just incredible. We need to set that
us
up.
Us and Rupi Kaur, you know her, the poet?
No.
She writes that poetry. Mm-hmm. Us, her, who else?
Rupi Kaur?
Cower.
Mike White.
And Mike White, dude, for an amazing creative experience.
And why don't we get one athlete up in the mix?
Alright.
Well, I guess we're at the point in the podcast. One. We've totally fucking I feel like we nailed this topic
we
in a crazy fucking way. We mm-hmm. did. And do you feel satisfied, Eric? Because you came up with this topic, and
yeah,
I'm just wondering, do you feel good
satisfied.
About it?
Yeah, of course.
But I'm wondering what gave you guys joy this week. And by the way, that's copywritten now. We've wrote that fucking shit recently. So yeah. If anybody else even comes close to that topic, that's a fucking lawsuit. And our team is growing.
If anyone else says this
rapidly,
week. We'll see you in court.
I have my joy on lock, and a few things have been bringing me joy. The early morning gym, the pool, that's fucking baby shit. The stuff that really is bringing me joy is ice. Ice cubes. Because we have an ice maker that I never even thought to use. And I wasn't using ice for years because it's so annoying to refill the plastic fucking Mm-hmm. Speaking of appliances, this fucking ice maker is bringing me joy. I'm putting ice in all my water bottles. I'm drinking giant big cups of water with ice in it. And I can't get enough of it. And I'm chewing on it.
What do you think about different shapes of ice? Do you care about that?
I like it. I wish, I mean, I, personally, I like that shit crushed.
Crushed, like crushed ice. The Sonic drive-through style.
Exactly.
Ice is so beautiful. Crush. Ice and bioluminescence.
Why haven't they combined
it? That's a future topic if I've ever heard it. Mm-hmm. Soil and bioluminescence. Oh, it's fucking. We have a lot to fucking talk about, dude. We need to record
ice
another
in the sky
right after this. Fuck.
All right.
Well, that's so incredible.
Jack.
What gave me joy? Oh my God. I heard a child that I didn't know say a sentence that was very apocalyptic. I was just walking down the streets in New York, and this little kid said to their parent, adult who was with them, I don't know who it was, they said, "What does this spell? F-L-O-O-D. And I thought, damn.
Flood.
If I'm not in The Day After Tomorrow in the beginning of that movie, that was a... That was awesome. I love when kids say scary shit. And I learned how to spell a word. Suck it. Nate?
Damn. It's incredible. Yeah. Well, simply, this is actually an appliance as well. And I'm wearing them right now. And I'm listening to you guys through them right now. Is the Bose fucking Quiet Comfort speakers.
Quiet Comfort.
Don't say a word. Don't say a word anymore about them. Okay. Because that was safe.
No, they're amazing.
Patrons, the special secret behind them. But they are coming in so crystal clear. The Bluetooth is impeccable. The sound quality is amazing. And if you want to know more about these headphones, you're going to have to subscribe to the Patreon to have the full spectrum of that.
These are freaking prototype headphones that almost nobody's worn before.
Right. So yeah. And I think we need to give a shout out to, we have a new member of the Joy Tactics team.
There's a new member here. Of the team.
And I'm the newest member of the Rockefeller team. You know what that's from?
Our team is expanding rapidly. And by that, I mean we have one more person in addition to the team. He's pretty much a legend in the fucking podcasting game right now. It's Mr. Julio of the Pod About List editor who's coming on board to get us fucking
in
shape.
Wait, chill, doxing me, bro.
Oh, am I not supposed to say your name? All right, sorry about that.
If you're
that
that's why you set up these fucking recordings, bro.
We're bleeping it
to cut that shit out.
We're bleeping
it, so we'll cut that
Eric
part.
Will bleep it.
But and we can just end on the note of thank you for listening and rocking with us, and we'll see you next week.
Bye, guys. Take care. Try to take care.
Well, that concludes another incredible fucking episode of Joy Tactics. Head over to patreon.com/joytactics to unlock exclusive weekly bonus episodes. And make sure to follow us on social media where we post fire TikToks and hilarious shit like that. And if you loved the shit you just listened to, make sure to subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. Thanks for listening, and remember, we are shaped by our thoughts, we become what we think. When the mind is pure, joy follows like a shadow that never leaves.